Let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. When God speaks to us, there always has to be a turning. We are so pegged down, as it were, with the world and the flesh and the devil, that when God speaks, there's a turning that needs to take place. Would to God we would all turn today with all our hearts and souls. And then he turned to see the one that spoke, no? He turned to see the voice. Did you ever notice that? He turned to see the voice. Can you see a voice? Well, of course, who is he? He's the Word of God himself. That's another of his name. He is God's voice. He is God's Word that spake unto me. And being turned, he didn't see the one that he wanted to see. He saw seven golden candlesticks. And they are a type of the church. But he saw something else. He saw that in the middle of those candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man. Why did it not say there was one like unto the Son of God? No man has seen God at any time, is what the Scripture tells me. But thank God we can see God in the one who's the second person of the Trinity, the Lord of life and glory. And he's clothed with a garment down to the foot, and he's girt about the paps with a golden girdle. So there's his gown and his gold. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. If you turn to the Song of Solomon, you'll find his hair was black like a raven. The raven is an unclean bird under the law. And Christ is told his hair is black as a raven. That was before Calvary. But Calvary has come. And what is it now? It's white like wool, as white as snow. Those two similes, wool and snow, are also used about the washing which he makes. He washes us and he makes us as white as snow and as white as wool. What does that mean? That it means we partake of the Lord.
Amen.
We were partake of the Lord. We're made like him. Praise God. I like this here. His eyes were as a flame of fire. The first time I saw the Lord, I came under a fire of conviction of my own sin. I saw myself as I was, naked, vile, and sinful. I saw myself as. And thank God we see him today. But his feet like of the fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. Christ has trod out the fire for me. He's trod it out. The fires of hell will never burn me. Hallelujah. We have escaped from the wrath to come. And what has he in his right hand? Seven stars. What comes out of his mouth? A sharp, two-edged sword. And what is he? His countenance like? It's like the rising sun. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand upon me. And he said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Look at it. Amen. There's another amen. And then he says, I've got the keys of hell and of death. And my friend Jesus is not going to open the door of hell and put me in. He's my friend. Amen. He has the keys. The old devil would come and tell you you're not saved. He would tell you you're not doing well. But thank God I'm doing well when the Lord is my friend. A one that sticketh closer than a brother. Write the things that thou hast seen. And the things which are, and the things that shall be hereafter. That is, everything will be written up. Whether they are now seen, whether they are, and whether they will be seen hereafter. And it's all about the golden candlestick and the person who is in the midst. May the Lord Jesus be in the midst now.
Amen.
As we take the bread, and as we take the cup, and as we look to him. Oh, the bleeding lamb.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the bleeding lamb. He was found worthy. Let's bow our heads. And some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the bread. Amen.